Veronica Gonzalez on Leadership, Public Service, and Opportunity. Texas Border Business. Attorney, former Texas State Representative, and higher education leader Veronica Gonzalez built her career by stepping into opportunities that required courage, preparation, and a commitment to public service. Speaking at the City of Edinburgh's Women Leading with Purpose luncheon, Gonzalez reflected on the decisions that shaped her journey from first-generation college student to attorney, legislator, and university leader. Her story highlights resilience, mentorship, and the willingness to step beyond comfort to create lasting impact in law, government, and education. Please share this article. Read this premium article for free by subscribing for free. Veronica Gonzalez on Leadership, Self-Doubt, and Stepping Beyond Comfort. By Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Attorney Veronica Gonzalez told City of Edinburgh employees that leadership often begins with doubt but grows through preparation, mentorship, and the willingness to step outside familiar roles. Gonzalez shared those reflections during the Women Leading with Purpose luncheon hosted by the City of Edinburgh Human Resources Department on March 9, 2026, where she participated in a panel discussion alongside other regional leaders. Gonzalez described her career as shaped by moments when she chose to pursue opportunities despite uncertainty. "I think we've all suffered from self-doubt at times," Gonzalez said. She explained that doubt is not about a lack of ability but about just being human, noting that people often question themselves when entering unfamiliar situations. She connected that perspective to her own upbringing and early responsibilities. Gonzalez said she grew up in San Marcos, Texas, and became a caregiver for her younger brothers after her mother died in a car accident when she was 14 years old. The loss placed her in a leadership role early in life, as she described it. "Did I have doubt? Absolutely," she said, recalling the responsibility of helping her father raise her brothers. Education, Gonzalez said, became a turning point. She was the first person in her family to attend college, a step her mother strongly encouraged before her death. Gonzalez said she often sought reassurance from her father as she pursued major decisions. When she told him she planned to attend college, she said his response was consistent encouragement. "That's good, mija, I'm sure you'll do great," Gonzalez recalled him saying. After completing college, Gonzalez decided to attend law school. She said the experience reinforced her belief that preparation and hard work build confidence. "There's no substitute for hard work and preparation," she said. "When you prepare and you go in knowing the facts, you're going to have more confidence in your life, and you're going to doubt yourself less." Gonzalez eventually moved to the Rio Grande Valley and practiced law for more than 2 decades at the same law firm. During that time, colleagues encouraged her to run for public office. She said the suggestion initially surprised her. "Why would I do that?" she recalled asking when partners first proposed the idea that she run for state representative. According to Gonzalez, the decision came together quickly because the filing deadline for the race was the same day the suggestion was made. After speaking with supporters who encouraged her to run, she decided to run. "You gain that confidence," she said, of hearing encouragement from others. "Sometimes we don't see those qualities in ourselves, but somebody else does." Gonzalez said she borrowed $150,000 to finance her first campaign and felt pressure to succeed because of that commitment. She went on to win the race and later served multiple terms in the Texas House of Representatives. Reflecting on that period, she described the experience as meaningful public service and said it expanded her understanding of leadership and community impact. After her time in the legislature, Gonzalez returned to private practice but later changed direction again. She said that although she had spent more than 20 years at the law firm, she felt drawn back toward community work. When an opportunity opened at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, she weighed the risks of leaving a long-standing position. "I doubted myself again," Gonzalez said. She ultimately decided to accept the new role because previous moments outside her comfort zone had led to positive outcomes. She told the audience that the decision proved worthwhile and that she has spent more than a decade working in higher education, helping support students and community initiatives. Gonzalez also spoke about the difficulty of balancing professional demands with personal life. She said the concept of work-life balance was not commonly discussed earlier in her career. In my generation, we didn't even hear the term work-life balance, she said, explaining that long hours were widely accepted as part of professional advancement. Still, Gonzalez said personal priorities eventually required difficult choices. She described leaving the Texas legislature partly to restore balance to her life and to focus on her personal relationships. She told the audience that learning to decline responsibilities can be necessary for long-term well-being. Learning to say no is not a weakness, she said, adding that people risk burnout if they try to meet every demand placed on them. Delegation, she said, is another important leadership skill. Gonzalez encouraged the audience to trust colleagues with responsibilities rather than attempting to manage everything personally. Maybe somebody can do it better, she said, noting that leadership also involves giving others the opportunity to grow. In closing remarks during the panel discussion, Gonzalez emphasized the importance of mentorship and community support among women. She encouraged professionals to build strong networks and share knowledge with younger generations entering the workforce. Surround yourself with good people and get mentors, Gonzalez said. She added that professionals should also take responsibility for guiding others once they gain experience. Her advice reflected a theme she returned to throughout the discussion. Gonzalez said professional growth rarely happens alone and often depends on relationships that offer encouragement, accountability, and shared experience. Don't just take, but give back, she said, urging women to support one another as they advance in their careers. Please share this article. See related story. Roxanne Lerma orchestrates a powerful leadership conversation.